Okay, this is a review for the exam. I wanted to tape it for you. And first we talked about trauma. So I'm filling up my PowerPoint so I can... Actually, you know, I think I'm going to go to the class objective. Might be a little better for myself. Sorry for the disruption. Bear with me here. Well, actually, it was week 11. Okay. Skeletal muscular disorders, right? I'm looking at the objectives. So you know a little bit about the assessment, right? Can you tell the difference if something is a break or a sprain or a strain? How would you know the difference? Okay, if you were to come across someone on a football field, say, how would you be able to quickly identify if it was a break or if it's more likely a sprain or a strain? So differentiate between all those as well as a contusion. Okay, will you be able to define those? What's the patho around them? Okay, what's the nursing care for those? What's traction? We talked about a couple kinds of traction, right? External fixation, and then just the traction with the weight of traction. And why would we use those? What are the nursing responsibilities about someone in a cast? And what's the purpose of a cast? Talked about a couple different kinds of fractures. Compound fracture, for instance. What, closed fractures, open fractures. What are some of the problems with skeletal muscular trauma if it's not? And we talked about clavicles and how sometimes they're not treated and they end up dangling. Okay, back to cast. Yeah, with the nursing responsibilities of a patient in a cast. What are you most concerned about? What do you have to watch for? Circulation. And how would you assess for that? Pardon me? No, you just feel from temperature. It's not so involved. That's why we leave the toes open, right? Or the fingers. And we touch them. We talked a little bit about carpal tunnel syndrome, not much. Let's see. I'm not going to ask you the stages of bone healing. Don't worry about that. Of course, you know that deep vein thrombosis, infection, and delayed union are all complications. We talked a little bit about carpal syndrome. Talked just a little bit about amputation. Problems, phantom pain, wrapping the stomach. Okay. What else about skeletal muscular? That's about it. Okay. okay, we talked last time quite a bit about the nervous system, right, and disorders. Know about alterations in consciousness and what can affect an increase, what can cause an increase in intracranial pressure, and what are the treatments. What's a vegetative state versus brain death versus, what was the third?
That's another one.
Locked-in syndrome. Thank you. Brain dead, locked in. Mm-hmm. Vegetative state, locked in syndrome, and brain dead. Mm-hmm. Brain dead. We talked quite a bit about seizures. There were three kinds of seizures, too. A grand mal, or a clonic tonic, as we use it. Grand mal is the old term. Clonic tonic is the new term for the same thing. So confusing, the same thing. Partial seizures and absent seizures. And again, there was a couple names for those. That's a focal seizure. So focal and absent are the same thing. Grand mal and clonic tonic are the same. And partial. So those are your three kinds of seizures. What, but know what a seizure is. Like, what's a seizure defined? What is it? And what are the nursing responsibilities during a seizure? It's a nice video on what one should do during a seizure. And basically, that's exactly what a nurse should do, is basically record everything that happens. We didn't talk about herniated discs or cord tremors. We did talk a little bit about CNS infections, right? Spinal cord infection, meningitis. A little bit about spinal cord infection. We talked about some neurologic diseases, correct? Not too much about Alzheimer's, or we didn't discuss it, because I'm hoping that you covered that well in jail. Yeah. Am I right in that assumption? Mm-hmm. We touched on strokes, basically, but there are two kinds. And do you know the why we see the manifestations in stroke victims? I want you to understand pathophys, why they tend to have hemiparesis. We talked about multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS. Be able to differentiate between those diseases. What is the population they hit? What are the manifestations? Guillain-Barré as well. And Bell's palsy. That's quite a few. That's five or six. You know the difference between all those that we discussed. And then watch the videos from today about male reproduction and some of the common problems. All I'm going to do is take material from those videos. And if you look under the video, as you pull it up, there's the text, which is only three or four paragraphs. So it's like a page of reading. All the material for today. Okay. And I also may very well ask you a question on the concept of evidence-based practice. What is it? What's that going to be? Why is it important? Anything that I've missed? Yes. Thank you. Headaches. We talked about attention headaches, cluster headaches, and migraines. Be able to differentiate between those, sir. Cluster, migraines, and tension. Those were the three that we hit on. The manifestations, the affected population, Thank you. Anything else I missed? Sound good? Not too much. Historically, this is one of the easier exams, so I've been told. But that'll be up.